Ladies and gentlemen, Jesse the Planet's here. Thank you for tuning in to Faith to Facts. I tell you what, people love this little five-minute segment. So do I. Do you know God gives us divine forecast? Forecast, however you want to say it. You ever seen these meteorologists? They'll say, forecast for today. And I don't mean this to sound critical, just to be truthful. That's the only job I know that nobody ever apologized for missing it. My God, man. But when you understand that God's divine forecast, you never miss it. Psalms 89, 34, my covenant will not break, nor alter the thing that goes out of my lips. Think about that. What has God forecast for you today? Let me give you a good scripture. Jeremiah 29, 11. Buddy, I like this verse. This is what God's thinking about you. Are you ready? For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace. The word peace means possession of adequate resources, and not of evil. How many times you heard Christian people say, churches, that God gonna beat your brains out, hurt you? No, he wanted to bless you, to give you a good end. The King James says expected end. Jeremiah 20:11. I got to read it again. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give an expected end. In other words, a good end. So I'm not scared, for lack of a better word to say, when I approach God, because I have the peace of God. I have the peace from God, and then I have the peace with God. Ooh, now that's a divine forecast. By His stripes, I'm healed. Yeah, but you're sick. I'm not denying the sickness. My forecast says He took my infirmity. He bore my sickness. And by His stripes, I am. Now, you believe what you want. That's what He said. Let me give you another verse. Proverbs chapter 3, excuse me, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. I like that. Lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Does that sound like you're going to get lost? Does that seem like all of a sudden you don't know where God is? I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm on this lonely road. You know, nobody knows the trouble I've seen and all that kind of craziness. No. No. You have a divine forecast. By His stripes you're healed. If you accept Him as Lord and Savior, watch this. Eternity of nothing but honor, grace, and bliss with God Almighty. Now, how good is that? See? So why don't you just accept the forecast that God has said about you? Because you want to accept the forecast that a lot of people say about you, or the devil. I refuse to listen to that idiot whatsoever at all. The devil's an idiot. It really is. I preached a sermon years, and you're going to laugh at that. Now, for you that are not Cajun, you're not going to understand this. I preached a sermon, my God, probably 1980, 79. And this is a French thing, the devil's a couillon. People went nuts. Now, you people that don't know French and don't know Cajun, I mean, it's hilarious, but it's true. See, I realize how God and what God thinks about me. That's not arrogance. That's not cockiness. That's the forecast. He loves us. He loves you. Get that in your head. He loves you. All you got to do is trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to intellectual activity or your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in everything because He directs your path. So I know where I'm going. I know what I'm going to do when I get there. I know what to do, when to do, where to do it, and how to do it. Or like Ray Charles used to say, we make it do what it do. Praise God. I love this thing today. When you understand this, that your future's bright. It really is. There may be some bad weather, but it'll not come your way. Oh, I don't deny the bad weather out there. I don't deny the trouble in life, but I made up my mind. He has directed my path. I'm not by myself. Think about that for a minute. Hallelujah, He thinks nothing but good of me. So when the devil say, you're not this, you're not that, I said, I don't listen to an idiot. Jesus said, I am. I am what He says I am. Now, how hard is that? Faith that fact, and every forecast God speaks about you will be wonderful, entire, lacking nothing. Do that today. You'll be blessed.